Scott's features with Eric Armstrong. So we're looking at the first sound change, E, as in fleece. You can see that it's one that's the same all the way across the board. E, pretty easy. Easy, the final ending. There's a tendency for it to go to A. So easy. Not so easy. Easy. Not worth taking a lot of time with that though. Kit is tends to be a little bit withdrawn or pulled back. That diacritic mark means centralized. That means that I moves towards the center of your mouth. And so we've got the sentence. Sid didn't finish his rich dessert because he felt a wee bit sick. So it's not suck. Yeah, Sid didn't finish his rich dessert because he felt a wee butt suck. That would be a bit too strong. We're moving in that direction. So now we've got the e sound as in dress. And so e becomes a dress. Len went for redheads, but yesterday he said he would wed a brunette. The a sound. So we've got, instead of a, as in trap, we've got a bit of an a sound. Trap. Same with guarantee and bath. So those all merge into the same sound. So we've got Barry had the lads back afterward for a half pint from his new cask. The a sound of palm tends to be in the sort of same place, maybe a wee bit further back than the A sound that we just had. So this psalm was set by Bach, was a calming balm to my father. I said that wrong, didn't I? This psalm set by Bach was a calming balm to my father. Now, here we have a merge of lot and thought. So it's not lot and thought. Lot and thought. They both have a wee bit of rounding on them. So we've got orange and oral, or not a and o. So the Scot thought he ought to applaud the author after the talk. The song of the moth often bothered Rob, but not Tom. The o sound of obey, possess, and window. That's generally the pure O, unstressed O. You'll see later on that the O sounds generally are pure O's, but when they're unstressed, they're O. So don't go home before you roll the ball through the goalposts, you oaf. So note that ball, which I sort of said wrong there, should be more O, while roll is more O. Don't go home before you roll the ball through the goalposts, you oaf. Okay, we're on to page 2 of Scott's features. The and oo sounds. Both of these have the same sound, and it's a sound that you don't encounter very often. So instead of foot and goose, we've got foot and goose. Foot and goose, very close in sound. Foot may be more like the French U as in tu. That's the symbol that Gillian Lane Plesha used for this, but I think that's a wee bit too far forward. So we want this sound to be a bit more foot and goose, right in the middle of your mouth, really. That's what that bar through the middle of the U symbol represents, is it's centralized, it's in the middle of your mouth. So we've got it's true, there's good food in the new cookbook, and I'll prove it, you fool. Cookbook, that seems to be a bit of a challenge, and new has a bit of a liquid quality to it. Strat, the a sound tends to be a bit further back, so instead of strat, we got strut, strut, strut. The young mother punched the monk in the gut for touching her son. Similarly, hurry has the same sound. Yeah, hurry up. Comma, as we've often encountered before, when it's at the end of a phrase, it's going to be more comma. And when it's in a phrase and it's flowing along, it's going to be more comma. So you need a comma, or a comma is needed in this sentence. Okay, right. Inimitably, depends on what kind of Scottish dialect you're doing. Some Scottish speakers use a very light A sound, so inimitably. They use and sort of an A sound. Others will switch it to the schwa, so inimitably. They'll use that sort of schwa. Now, the nurse sounds are split into two groups. Those that are spelt with an E or an E in their spelling of the ER sound that you'd normally use are pronounced air, air. While those sounds that are spelt with a U or an I or an O, they tend to get pronounced R, R. There are some people that say ear for beard, but generally we want to go for R. So, the murdered bird fell to earth from its perch and landed near the worm. Okay? Now, we're into what's normally called diphthongs in other dialects, but some of these are pure vowels in Scots. So, the first one, face, is a pure A sound. So instead of A, we get A. The crazy lady bathed her baby in the wave pool. It's a great day for motor car racing. Good, we've got the I sound. This splits into three separate variations, and it's very important that you get a sense of how these work. The price sound, where it's followed by a voiceless consonant. That's what VSC stands, voiceless consonant. It's flattened to sort of A, price, price. The pride sound is more I, pride. So a word like time would have that sound change as well. And then when you have a word like pry and you put it in the past tense, so pried or try becoming tried, you get pry, pride. I tried to buy some tide within 5 miles, but the price wasn't right. So price and right are flattened. That's exactly the same pattern that we encounter with a Canadian raising of this sound. So that's where it comes from, right? Note that by is just like pride. So it's voiced consonants or end of a syllable. That's like at the end of a word. Okay, the oi sound is a bit more open. Oi, oi. The boy was annoyed by the noise coming from the toy. Fairly clear, that one. Right, we're into the ow sound. Now, there are some people in an archaic speech that would use this oo sound, particularly before a voiceless consonant, just like in Canadian sounds. So we get the loud crowd chased the cow down the mountain to McLeod's. Get out of the house. Get out of the brown house. Right, out and house. You get that sound. Helps if I read the words. Okay, now, like face, goat has a pure O. That's that oatmeal sound we've talked of before. I don't know who the mauve brooch and the gold rope should go to. Now, this is very interesting here. You'll probably hear me using a lot of R trilling in this recording because I tend to use it a lot, and I first learned my Scots dialect from someone from the Highlands. So I have a tendency to trill an awful lot. But that's probably not accurate for most Scots speakers. So they use the rrr less now than they used to. Approximately 30% of speakers use it, though it's more common in the Highlands in the north. They now use r and a tapped r, so we get try, that sort of thing, in the following ways. Initial r, they use both, so you get red or red. Medial and consonant cluster r, so you get sorry, it's just a tap r or agree, very short, little, it's like you trill once. And final r, or followed by a consonant, the regular alveolar approximant, care or word. Now we're into rhotic sounds generally. So ear, you get that e with the either the trill, which is what I've put for all of these, or the essentially r coloured flying schwa. So you get the weird cashier at the pier had a beard. Air, as in square, generally is a little bit tighter than you'd expect. So, I don't care if they're scarce, Mary. I need a pair of canaries. The R sound, as in start, is brighter, further forward, like you get in parts of Ireland. So the heart of darkness wasn't a safari, nor was it a farce in the Arctic. The OR sound of north, either is OR or OR, depending on dialect and variation, what region you're in. So, during the war, Corporal George Thorpe played organ in York. So, if you're doing that not trilling sound, it will be more frictiony, I'd say, than you'd expect. The OOR sound that you'd get in cure tends to be more OO plus R, so assure the insecure tourist that Truro isn't in Huron County. Now, sapphire, fire, you get that sort of fire, sapphire. Inquire about the sapphire, inquire about the fire in the spire started by the choir. And the our triphthong, these last two of course are triphthongs, in our dialect, ur or ur. Our sour drinks were powerful, gour cowered by the bower. That's got kind of the diphthong happening, ur. And it could be ur. Our sour drinks were powerful, gour cowered by the bower. And sometimes ur. Ur sour drinks were powerful, gour cowered in the bower. But that's very broad, isn't it? The hwa sound, turning the page here, the hwa sound, you'd get that, so when, where, which, while, and whatever, but not who, and a tendency for it to move to the back of the mouth, so when, where, which, while, and whatever, but not who. L's tend to have a dark quality to them, so L has that bunching of the tongue at the back of the mouth. So we've got that all light, all lulling. That's not for all Scots dialects, but many of them have that. 11 angelic ladies leapt for the light lunch held by Helen. So initial R, you've either got the trill in the front or the approximant right. It may be a bit more like a friction sound, right. Very or very far away with a trill or a tap. Now, there's no linking between words like idea and is. It's not idea is, it's ideas. For rolling around the Hebrides, Barry and Bertha always rented a car in Aberdeen. Right, initial T, it's a normal T, nothing to worry about there. Medial T's are glottalized, sort of like in Cockney, Batten. Hit, final T, is glottalized too. Terry better get to try out his turtleneck. sweater between now and Tuesday. Turtleneck. Not sure whether that's right or not. Turtleneck. Probably turtleneck. Singing. So, ing endings on ing endings, like a verb ending in, and generally thing words like anything might go to anything. After dancing, Stuart was putting the ring on Annie's finger and it was stinging. Now, the voice th in some very rare words goes to th. Though he went thither and although she went thence, they never arrived together. So in that phrase, the last few they and together are voiced THs, right? Now, thin, normal thin, you don't have to worry about that. Now these very broad sounds, you've got to get them in your head. The first one is the velar fricative. It's the sound right at the back of your mouth that you might know from Spanish speech, or you might know it from Yiddish, so l'chaim, that sort of thing. And then the voiceless one, now that's sort of like a cat hiss. So you've got that sound right at the front on your hard palate. Och, I thought his dochter bocht that last nicht at the loch. That's very broad, and you'd probably be looking at sort of Robbie Burns, that sort of thing. Because it's just like a because, not because. Bin has a tendency to be bun. I've bun doing it. From sometimes is pronounced fe. I got a feher, which sounds like for, but it's supposed to be from. Of, just of. Was has that rounding sound. Was. Not was, if it's stressed particularly. You might say was when you're going fast, but when you're elevating it, I was doing it, you're going to round like that. Would, you've got that sound. So really it's the sound change we've learned. May has that A sound, may, particularly when it's very important. That's my hat. Sure, you've got that U sound, sure. I sometimes goes to A. I wouldn't have done that. You, sometimes written ye, Y-E, can be pronounced ye. You've got to get that through your thick head. Two, and te, sometimes written T-A-E, pronounced tu or te or te. Give it to me. Depends on stress and whether it's a broad dialect or not. Well, I'm finished this Scots features. I hope it's helpful. I'm afraid I may sound a bit too much like Shrek on this, but it's a start, isn't it?